I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Well, now we head down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game Fish and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese, well, up in your own backyard, working south, has there been a few lakes giving up some walleyes?
Yeah, Lake Ponset at first, there's been some people fishing off docks, fishing from the shoreline, and it's not as fast as you might have thought, but I've talked to a few people who said, yeah, you can easily get your limit, and a few other people who've caught a few walleyes in an evening of fishing, but it sounds like it's a mixed bag, too. They're getting some smallies if you're in the right spot. Sounds like for a while they had a white bass on Ponset, which is gangbusters by Albert Inlet there, and I think people have been fishing for those. So I think it's pretty good there. I did see some boats out on Albert on the weekend, but I haven't gotten a report off of there yet. Lake Thompson is kind of hit and miss. It sounds like it's already more of a summertime pattern. Folks out in the boats, some people are going out and not catching any fish. Other people are doing reasonably well. But I've heard of people pulling plugs, casting swim baits, stuff like that. So that might be one to try. The 81 lakes, there's been a pretty good crowd along the grade there, and I think they've been picking up a few. It hasn't been hot, but they've been picking up a few really nice walleyes there. I did get a report off of Lake Campbell, too, that the shore fishermen were catching some of those walleyes and sawguys there, fishing both the north and south shores. A little further south in the region, sounds like Lake Herman is putting up some walleyes in the evening there. They've been getting some there. Lake Madison has been kind of quiet there. Further south yet, if you go down to Island Lake, North Minnehaha County, they're picking up a few small walleyes, and then they're picking up a few really, really big fish there. So that's been pretty good. And the lakes around the Minnehaha County area, they're picking up some fish. They're picking up trout on Family Park Pond. We just stocked that West Sioux Falls, and that'd be a good opportunity to catch some trout along with the Brookings Nature Park Pond there, the East Pond there. That's also been stocked. So those would be some good opportunities.
Well, Dave Lucchese out of the Sioux Falls and Brookings Game Fish and Parks areas, thank you. Now we head over to Hamlin County, Esteline, South Dakota, the conservation officer, Dan Sternhagen. And right there west of Esteline, Lake Ponset, Dry Lake, Albert, Mary John, Norden. How's the fishing been?
Fishing pressure has been pretty good lately, especially with the nice weather we've been having. The bite on Ponset still continues to be that, early morning, evening bite from shore. Guys are doing fairly decent with white bass and, small walleyes. Albert, on the other hand, is more sporadic. I'll see guys go in there, fish all day, and come out with only one fish, and another group of guys will go in there and pull a handful out. So very sporadic type fishing over on Albert. That bite should turn on pretty good here soon, maybe in the month of June, hopefully. But Mary and John and Norden, really haven't seen a ton there. I've seen quite a few guys archery fishing the streams, and then that the bridges in between everything, and then that Norden spillway, and guys are doing pretty good for the carp there. But other than that, been pretty slow.
Clear Lake by Thomas there, I know the high water really hammered on that landing area, but is the dock out yet?
I haven't seen it out. Friday was the last time I was there. It was dried up, but the landing was still soggy. So guys that are going to be using it, just use caution. Don't rip it up any more than we have to. The word's over to the access crew, so it should be getting fixed here anytime. I just haven't been up there to double check to make sure it has. So,
well, with all the shore fishing around areas around Lake Ponset, any trouble with dead rough fish up on there or litter any place?
You know, right now, you know, littering is probably our biggest issue. You know, when we get this many people stacked in some of these areas, Stonebridge, North Almus, or what others call Hammers Bay, you know, litter becomes a huge issue. And in these areas, you know, they're advertised as pack in, pack out type areas. So, I mean, if sportsmen are there, if you could do a favor and grab a, you know, a grocery sack and just pack all your trash out, or even help pick up whatever trash is there when you show up, you know. One thing that the sportsmen can really help out is leave the place better than when you arrived. So,
well, well said, Dan Sternhagen, conservation officer from Hamlin County. Thank you. Well, now we head up to Big Stone Lake talking to Jenny at Schmidt's Landing. Jenny and her husband are the new owners. They've lived for the last 8-9 years in that Millbank area. So, welcome to the Outdoor Show, Jenny.
Thank you.
Well, as far as fishing, this time of the year it can be tough, and some days maybe not a lot of fishermen out, but has there been boats working the part of the lake around the resort or up in that area?
Yes, we've had some boats, and we also I've had some resort guests doing a lot of day fishing so far, and you're right, it has been a little bit tougher during the day for walleye, but they have been catching other fish, like some quite large largemouth bass and some white bass lately.
And as far as shore fishing at the evening with, I think, Big Stone, it's real clear water right now, isn't it?
Yes, it is really cleared up the last week. It was pretty murky about a week ago, and then the last couple days it's really cleared up.
Has anybody had any luck casting at night from the shorelines?
Yes, we have had our shore is pretty popular, or a couple of our docks are pretty popular at night. They've been casting and they've had success with jig and minnow, smaller. They've actually set, I guess purple's the color right now, so they've done well with purple jigs, and then another group has been really successful with the shadrap purple size 7 or size 5.
Okay, well, good. Well, that's good information, and again, congratulations on the purchase of Schmidt's Landing, and we'll talk to you at least every other week, Jenny.
All right, thank you.
Now we head out to the Whitlock Bay area, pro guide Chuck Krause. And Chuck, this time of the year, did you try anything way up north?
We did. In fact, it was last Saturday down. We went to Pollock and rained most of the way up and rained most of the bay while we were fishing. Didn't have a lot of wind, but we got rained on pretty much all day, and we did catch fish up there. So the bait was... bite's definitely on, and we got our fish, so pretty good up there. Not a lot of activity around here, not much of a report. I know one boat up at Swiftbird area last, I think it was Sunday, went out, and they had, I think, 3 or 4 fish up there, but just not a lot of fishing pressure yet.
Any word from below the dam at Pier or all the way down to the bend?
You know, I haven't heard much down south. I'm sure, you know, there a lot of guys are probably after them. This week we've had pretty nice weather, so I'm sure there was some people out. We've kind of focused our attention to our pheasant hunting food plots and been doing that since Monday, and then we'll start fishing again here this weekend. So I'm sure there's a bunch of guys trying it because we've had pretty decent weather this whole week.
Chuck Krause, pro guide out of the Whitlock Bay area. Thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Well, here's some additional outdoor information. This weekend, in fact, May 18th, 19th, and 20th, is free fishing and free park entrance in South Dakota. So take advantage of that. Go fishing, enjoy the state parks, and no entrance fee. Sandy Shores Recreation here in Watertown on the south-southwest side of Lake Compesca has installed two lakefront cabins. If you want some more information on that, you can go online to campsd.com or call 1-800-710-2267. Dakota Sportsman's 33rd annual Eric Wingy's Memorial Walleye Fishing Tournament is filling up. It is held on Saturday, June 9th at Lake Ponset, $150 per team, two-man teams, 80-team limit. We do have the official entry forms for this and other tournaments in the entryway at our radio station. Then it's the Whelan Marine Angler Young Angler Fishing Event, $150 entry fee, and that blasts off at 8:30 that day, 3 p.m. weigh-ins. Each team consists of one angler and two young anglers, 17 years old and under. Also, the 38th annual Big Stone Walleye Classic is coming up. That is to be held on June 16th. Entry forms here at the radio station for all three of those tournaments. I'm Don Fierstead for the Outdoor Show. Well, now we travel up to the Watertown offices of Game Fish and Parks. Conservation Officer Kyle Ensner, and I guess starting out over in Clark, some of those lakes from shore and boat starting to give up more fish?
Dry Lake north of Clark there, they're doing pretty good from the shore. Decent-sized fish, they're in that 15 to 17 inches, so good fish. Dry Lake south down there is giving up a few walleye, some northern. Swan Lake, guys are getting some walleye and northern up there. Not a lot of walleye, but the walleye they're catching are nice. And Indian Springs has been pretty good, too. So,
are all those lakes you mentioned, is it visible high water in all of them or just some of them?
Pretty much all of those. It's visible high water, so.
Okay. The docks in all of them?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And number one would be way over to the west, and that's kind of a dirt road. Is that travelable?
Which one was
on
that?
On Dry Lake 1, up towards Garden City.
That's kind of up by the Hillcrest Colony there. That's where our ramp was, but I haven't seen too many people launching on that, and I'm guessing that's just because that road is, I mean, the water's up, but that road's still not very far underneath the water, so it's probably difficult to get across that road once you're launched.
Well, in Cottington County, I think access is pretty good to the lakes. Will there be access in Grass Lake?
I guess I haven't been up there too much.
Okay.
I know the water level's up, but I know that even when the water was high, that was always a shallow.
Yeah.
That was always a difficult lake to get your boat in just because it's
real shallow.
It's so shallow for such a long ways out.
Dry Lake by Florence from shore and maybe some boats catching fish at all?
Yep. Pretty decent walleye fishing up there. A lot of the walleye are on the smaller side, but they are getting a few keepers. So.
And then Long Lake over to, and then Goose, Pelican, Compesca?
Pelican, they're getting a few out of there, some decent fish and some smaller both. Compesca is still giving up decent numbers of walleye. Most of them are averaging about 13 to 14 inches. Quite a few white bass getting caught. A few crappie are starting to get caught out there. And Goose Lake, that's been kind of a morning-evening bite, and not a lot of fish, but the fish they're catching are nice fish. So.
And as far as litter, trash, any problems in any areas you've seen in the past week or two?
Not so much around our boat ramps or where guys are fishing. It's not too bad. Guys are doing a pretty decent job picking up, so I haven't really seen too much there. So.
Well, good. Goose Lake, is the dock out yet, do you know?
I guess I haven't looked here.
I went down
there this weekend, and I guess I didn't pay real close attention to the dock.
You can sure tell the high water there. It's amazing, but hopefully it'll recede a little bit and the landings will be in good shape soon.
Yep.
Kyle Ensner, Watertown Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Now we travel up to the Webster offices of Game Fish and Parks, biologist Dr. Brian Blackwell. And before we talk about fishing, The hatchery and stocking and any electrofishing, are you doing any of that this spring yet?
Yeah, the hatchery, the walleye fry came off really quick this year, kind of similar deal to taking the eggs was really quick. Last I heard, they figure they'll have all the fry out of the hatchery stocked by this Friday. We were helping them the last few days, stocking our natural rearing ponds where we'll let those fish grow through the summer and then harvest them in the fall. So, yeah, everything's looking good. You know, lots of fry at the hatchery right now, but everything should be wrapped up as far as the walleye fry go by this Friday. We've been started doing some daytime electrofishing to sample smallmouth bass. Over the last, 4 years, we've been doing some research where we compared day versus nighttime electrofishing and found basically that the daytime would provide us a pretty good, you know, picture of what's going on with our smallmouth, and plus we don't have to be out there at night. So we've moved to a daytime electrofishing on our smallmouth, and we started doing a couple of them this week. We were on Horseshoe and saw some really nice bass down there. The other one, we were on Pickerel and didn't see a lot of fish there. Maybe it might have been there a little bit too early yet this spring, so we'll probably go back there in a couple of weeks to sample that one again. But for the next few weeks, we'll be daytime electrofishing for smallmouth bass.
Well, fishing in the past week, has there been much fishing pressure on any of the lakes in Day County?
Over the weekend, I think there was a few people around. Things got a little bit busier, but during the week, we're just seeing a handful of boats on most lakes. Sounds like the bite's probably the best on Wall Bay from what I'm hearing. We're starting to see a fair number of people targeting white bass off the shoreline up there as well. Had some good reports for white bass off Bitter Lake as well. But the walleye bite, I guess, is probably the best on Wall Bay. Bitter Lake's bite's been pretty tough so far. Not a lot of people fishing Bitter either, from boats anyway. Hopefully, you know, we got this warmer weather we've had the last couple of days, increased the water temps a little bit more. We're sitting pretty close to when the bite should be taking off, up mid-60s right now, so we'd expect that bite to really take off here soon.
Has the Grenville grade provided some good fishing this spring, to your knowledge?
Yeah, I think primarily the white bass bite's been the last, this past week or so. There's, you know, probably during the week we're seeing 10 to 15 people on that grade right now. I heard over the weekend it was even busier than that. So, you know, I think the white bass definitely are keeping people busy. They're catching a few walleyes mixed in. I've even heard a crappie or two off that as well.
Down by Blue Dog and that rush north and south, it seems for northerns, has that been much fishing pressure this spring, to your knowledge?
Yeah, that one's had the Rush Lake grade as well as the Blue Dog outlet there. There's been a fair amount of people fishing that. I know at times they've done pretty well on the walleyes, and I think the white bass as well. I've heard some reports of crappies off the Blue Dog part of it as well. So, yeah, it's, you know, I think it's day by day. Things kind of change on that, but there's been some pretty good fish caught off those areas.
Last question, Brian. When, let's say you have 80 million eggs in the hatchery on any given year, how many of that results in actual fry that you stock?
Basically, this year we're looking at about a 50% hatch. It varies from, you know, 40s to 65% we'll be able to stock out of those. So typically we anticipate about a 50% hatch. So 80 million, we're going to stock 40 million of those.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of Webster, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.